Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line.
Let me introduce literally my favorite comedian alive right now, Bill Burr. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
The one and only Rich Eisen.
Sports is a lot safer than Christian Mingle.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a Jew.
Without further ado, the one and only best-selling author, popular radio show host, Jim Norton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What a rookie I am. You're listing things, I just interrupt.
You know, from The Man Show and Loveline, the godfather of podcasts himself, Adam Carolla.
Thanks for having me.
Very, very special guest. Used to be from Opie and Anthony, now from the Anthony Cumia Show. Anthony Cumia.
Look at that, what an intro. Jesus.
Smooth as silk.
I thought I'd be on hold for the next segment while you talk to this wonderful person.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Wait, weren't we here last week?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, time is like fucking with me at this point.
Yeah,
like 5 days ago.
We were supposed to Skype record tonight, and the episode came out yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, it's all right.
Too far. I did give everybody the heads up that it's coming. The next one's coming soon.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of curious to see how like doing this on Skype would work out. I wonder if you guys are going to talk over each other.
We did
more
really well
or
on
less.
The phone. Yeah. But we were kind of separate from it. We didn't talk over each other at all. But with the three of us, it might be a different story.
Did you feel like
because it's all you that you instigate my talking over him? I don't know if I told you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's
that's
just,
great.
You know, I'm insecure about it, so I need somebody else to blame.
But
I really never interrupted him when it was just the two of us.
No, I love your deflection. Maybe
exactly.
It's something with that.
I said I was insecure. Cheerful. I wasn't in denial.
I heard another podcast say that very thing, which is that when they do it in person, they talk over each other a lot more. I don't know why there's some sort of like, is it a veil of respect that we don't normally have when we're looking at each other?
I think it's almost more irritating to like try to listen and talk at the
same
time.
When you're on the phone,
you got a
phone.
In the same room. It's like, you know,
it's that conference call effect.
Yeah, exactly. So can we just pay tribute to probably the greatest line in the show's history?
Oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Self-esteem is not on the menu. When you're talking about Steve Phillips, just like fat shaming that girl. Oh my god, like I really want to print on a t-shirt.
I apologize.
The setups were even better, but it was like a clean line. It was like we're all talking at the same time, and all of a sudden it just like stops, and it's just Shelton. The spotlight shines on Shelton.
It's when I do my best.
All right, that's when you're supposed to have another line. When I took a drink, you're supposed to.
Oh, sorry, I had nothing. Yeah, I had nothing.
Next line was gonna
come. And the wind up. So which episode are we on now? I know we alluded 85. To it last week.
85. Vernon Davis, right?
Greatest,
Ocho Cinco, too.
Greatest tight end.
I guess. Ocho Cinco and Ocho Cinco. That's a twofer.
Ocho Cinco,
he's
too.
Back to Chad, though, right?
I was excited. Did he ever change his name back?
I think so. Maybe no. Maybe he didn't. I can't
What's
remember.
He doing now? Should I draft him?
He's
probably going to.
No, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. Matter of fact, yes. Please. I hope you're right in front of me. Please draft us.
Yeah, we still need two more people, by the way.
And then,
didn't listen to the podcast yesterday yet.
We really didn't give them much
downloads
time.
We get a week, by the way. It blows me away. Every time I get the like,
how
week,
many do we
weekly
have
report
at this point?
For the year? Yeah. We have a lot for the year. Like, if you just count all the downloads added up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But weekly, it's really odd because they're not always downloading the latest one. A lot of people are catching up, which is funny.
Oh, sure, because we used to have great guests.
Yeah, well, and I like meet people at my work.
I mean, not like Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy?
We went through everybody. Yeah. Yeah, Jamie Kennedy. Did we have Jamie Kennedy on before?
No, it might be this week.
No, it's going to be this.
I thought we had him on before, no?
We're going to X him.
I need a list.
No. Yeah, you need to go back and do a list.
I know. I just know, like, Anthony and Gilbert Godfrey. They were great.
Yeah.
Gilbert was so. Like, he was the first person that took it like real, as opposed to like I'm doing a call and they might have a big listenership.
Hey,
and
he
was
like, listener.
Oh, you know, just living the dream, calling in or whatever he said, calling into your podcast.
Calling in your podcast.
Yeah. I know, the only one to call it out. I think it's
he
so
was
funny.
Like, was that my introduction or my obituary? That's my guy, Gilbert, by the way, in case anybody was wondering.
I feel like it's episode 100. Why are we going down memory lane like this? I didn't mean to like push
just,
it.
Like the last one is the last one.
We're all sitting here in tuxedos.
Yeah. Are there any people? There's only one person I can think of off the bucket list that's left, but Are we missing anybody from here? But who? Oh, Nick Bakay. Yeah.
Oh, Nick Bakay would Nick be because he would be the
perfect
yeah.
combination Nick of kind of everything together.
Him or Alan Havey. I know Havey's still a road guy.
Yeah.
He's around, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nick Bakay. I'm not going to say Mitch Hedberg. One over the other.
Would Mitch Hedberg.
We could try to get him.
Mitch would be. Yeah. I wonder if he's got.
I could pull out the tarot cards. Get. We could try to do a channel.
It's an amazing get.
Oh man.
That would be a funny sketch.
Channeling. Yeah. There you go.
Because right. You could like we're come back it. And like reference one
put,
of his
put,
jokes,
put Shane on it.
But like he's an absurd joke, like he's talking to me, saying something about when he sleeps at night, he has a notepad where his joke book is, but it's across the room, so he's either got to get up in the middle of the night and write the joke down, or he's got to convince himself that the joke's not that good. Not
that. Have you ever watched that actual?
I used to drink. I still do. Yeah. I used to too.
The actual one that came night, from, that line came from. The audience, I don't think, even realized who he was because he even references that like at the beginning. Yeah. But it takes him a while to actually get the way he's telling his jokes.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah, especially when he's all junked up on heroin.
Yeah, he's a mess. He's
my like, buddy saw him like, right. in one of those shows where like the shows that were the rumors forever that would happen where he would just all of a sudden like, lay on the ground and read from a notepad and we'd just be like... you know, and it would be like every once in a while there would be a hilarious one, but it was always like just ideas on a notepad that he was trying to read while basically borderline like dying on stage.
I saw him really early on. It must have been like 97 maybe.
That's around the pill time.
Yeah.
Then before
and it was just like,
graduate.
Hey, we saw this guy. His name's Mitch. He's pretty funny. Yeah. That's weird how that is because you never really know. And how could you look at him and think that anything would come of that, right?
Oh, yeah. He did
and
show.
Now everybody does a Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. Yeah,
act, you know, like one in three people does a Mitch Hedberg.
Right, exactly. He did a show where he...
Black Mitch Hedberg.
By the way, one of his first joke...
That's Shaq. I think Shaq is the black
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah,
he's very close. He is close.
He could be, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hilarious.
Yeah, you dig it.
His first joke on like Leno or Conan or whatever
was
it's called Nick DiPaolo. Because apparently they're next door neighbors. They didn't even know each other. And he like was playing his music loud. And it's part of a I don't know. It's part of one of his old opening jokes. But yeah, it was his set list as Nick DiPaolo.
Shaq's?
Yeah, when he was doing his Shaq's comedy tour.
Shaq's comedy tour.
My favorite Shaq joke.
Next.
My favorite Shaq joke of all time. So it was him and Barkley, right?
Yeah.
And Barkley was talking about how he should be in a movie. And he said, oh yeah, Shaq, maybe you could be my body double. And then Shaq said,
yeah, it'd be double the body.
I thought that was legitimately funny. I'm going to give him that. He's got to be funny like at least part of the time.
Because
that was really fast.
Yeah. Yeah, Barkley still hasn't processed it yet.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, I just said body double. That is ridiculous. I just said body double. Why are you repeating what it says? Oh.
Wasn't he going to run for governor ages ago?
Why not?
Remember that was going to be volunteer Alabama.
Sheriff, so.
Yeah. He's volunteer sheriff. Yeah,
he's talking about Barkley. You talking about Barkley?
Yeah, Barkley.
Yeah. They were talking about Shaq.
No. Oh no,
Barkley was going to run for governor of Alabama.
Yeah.
But I think all the gambling accusations
and random hookers.
Yeah, but at this point, what does black, it matter?
The fact that he's black and
let Barkley Alabama. Show up at the debate. Make it Trump Barkley. Oh, we just found a ticket. Yeah, holy shit. That's, let's get on the hashtag.
It'd be just a whole bunch of Barkley. One-liners that make no fucking sense. Yeah. How do you feel about immigrants,
he gets arrested for the hooker like giving him a blowjob. And he's like, if you knew how good of a blowjob she gave. That was his first line back to her. That's on the record and everything. Like, it's public record.
I mean, he's got nothing. I mean, he's got no shame at this point. He's got his millions. Yeah.
Gonna pay his little fine or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's a BJ. Unlike Warren Sapp, who took a fucking video.
He's a martyr. I don't know what he's martyr for, but I feel like it should have gone down better than that for him.
Yeah, you know? It really should. Like, you're Warren Sapp.
He was a former Raider, by the way, in every article. He was never a former
Buccaneer.
They were talking about Hall of Fame career. They never even mentioned the Raiders. They're talking about how he's a criminal.
That's really funny.
Ex-Raider, Warren Sapp. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll go down a list of ex-Raiders. Yeah, we'll come back and talk about things and whatnot. Football's back, by the way.
It is starting to be back. And so is the Chip Kelly talk.
Chip Kelly racism talk? Yeah, let's take it for the break. I'm glad, because that's all they've talked about on local sports radio.
Oh, it's a thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's been a thing, but it's even more of a thing now.
It's more of a thing. Chip sucks. Sorry.
Another black guy didn't talk into the microphone, so we have no idea what just happened.
Another black dude said he can't relate to people of color that are grown men, is the way he said it. But he's like,
yeah.
Oh, great. I got to hear more about this after the break.
I love the white people have the argument. But he cut Evan Mathis, so he can't be racist.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, no.
Kept Riley Cooper. Sorry. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Good day. It goes real fast, but it sure feels good. It goes real fast, but it sure feels good. It goes real fast, but it sure feels good. It feels good. Born a bastard child. Nobody knows who's son. On the old chisel trail. And he continues to run. She's a 32 Ford. Shot by window coupe. Chevrolet mirror really, really stirs the soup. Turn at the bass. Turn at the treble.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. A very special guest on the line. Guy who's been doing it forever, both on the big screen, TV, doing stand-up from Boiler Room to Malibu's Most Wanted to Jamie Kennedy Experiment. Great stand-up special on Washed, and really just been doing great things for a long time. And he's coming here to Philly this weekend. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow, two shows Saturday, and then I believe one show on Sunday. So really funny comedian, really happy to have him on. Jamie Kennedy's on the line. How are you, man?
All right, Tyson.
Good, good. Can't complain. How about you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
No, not a problem. Glad to hear you coming to Philly. It should be a fun weekend.
Oh, dude, it's my hometown.
Nice, nice. What part are you from? I actually don't think I knew that for some reason.
I'm from Upper Dumpy.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
I love the fact that you didn't even correct me. You consider a donkey as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I know now. I didn't know there's anything else. Good deal. So what's going on right now? You doing some heavy touring, I'm guessing?
Yeah, we're basically, I'm on tour. I'm working on my new special. I'm going to do a new one-hour special in the spring. It's going to be for Netflix.
Very cool.
Talking to them right now. And I start a new TV show coming out. It comes out in December called Heartbreakers for NBC. And we start filming that this week.
Nice. Very cool. Is that live studio audience or is it like single camera type thing?
No, it's a one hour hospital dramedy for NBC, but it's like Grey's Anatomy, so single camera.
Nice. Very cool. That's awesome. I love the concept of dramedies. I feel like that's the where, you know, kind of the direction things are going. I like it.
Yes. I know your podcast is called Comedy, Food, and Sports. That sounds like a perfect evening, actually.
Yeah, you know,
I had tickets to the Phillies game today, but I flew in late and I didn't go. Is that bad? Am I a bad sports person?
No, they stink, so don't even worry about it.
No,
they're just not good this year, that's all. It's no hatred.
I'm not gonna be a bastard for not going then.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think that happens all the time. You know, it was bound to happen sooner or later, but they struggle to fill that place up anyway, so, yeah.
I literally, like sitting at Starbucks, I'm like, go to the Phillies game or have, you know, another piece of this brioche bun. All right, I'm going to go with brioche.
It's a safer bet. Very cool. So I got to ask how I love the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, which I'm sure you hear that all the time. How'd that get started? Was that just like something you threw out to the networks, or how'd that kind of get going along?
I wanted to, you know, I always wanted to be on SNL, and then I auditioned, and then I didn't get it, and I was all bummed out. And then I started acting, I started getting movies and Scream, and Three Kings and stuff, but I always had this sketch side to me, so I knew the WB and they knew me, and I pitched them an idea. And I said, I want to do something with characters, but hidden cameras. And they're like, okay, what is it? And I said, it's just kind of like hidden camera pranks, but like really elaborate. I'm going to play the characters. And they're like, okay. After multiple development and, you know, many ideas and failed tries, we finally got it right. And that's how the show was born.
Nice. Very cool. That was a really cool show. I didn't have cable at the time, so it was perfect. It was like the best show I had because it was I got the WB.
I'm sure you don't have cable now. So
yeah, I don't think it's possible to have it now. But cool. So when did you write your book? I don't think I knew about the book thing.
Oh yeah, I wrote a book called Wannabe that came out in like 2003. Thanks for bringing it up. Only about 10 people bought it. but it's basically, you know, about people always ask me, like, how did I go to Hollywood? What was my story?
Mm-hmm.
What was the different thing they did? So I kind of just wrote the first, you know, part of my life and up until around Malibu is when that came out. There's a lot of crazy stories that happened and just a lot of fun, but also very bizarre things that people would wonder if they were true or not, and it is true. And I put it in the book, you know. And that's a good book. It's called Wannabe.
Nice.
I highly recommend you get it on Amazon for about $2.
Nice. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. It seems cool. Good deal. Cool. So what was I going to ask you? I completely spaced out. Oh, shit. I don't know. Oh, Malibu's Most Wanted. Now, did you co-write that with Nick Swartzen, or did he write it and pitch it to you? How did that come about?
I was doing stand-up in Tempe, Arizona, and I met this kid, and he was opening for me. I'm like, what's your name? He's like, Nick. I'm like, what's up, dude? And then he, was like, you know, he loved to have beer, and I was like, what's up, man? I was having a couple beers with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, did the character, and he was like, that's a funny character. And I was like, thank you. And then we started becoming friends, and then he really liked beer. and I really needed a movie script, so I pitched him the idea, and then he was like pitching a couple things back, and I give him some beer. And then eventually, he's like, I think I got the idea for the movie. And I was like, okay, so I'm like, here's a six-pack. So basically, Malibu was like written over like, you know, multiple cases of Heineken.
Nice.
I would give him a six-pack, he'd write 5 pages. Give him a six-pack, he'd write another 5 pages. So it was mutual, but I would give him the beer and he'd go away and write.
Nice. That's really cool. Yeah, that's a really cool story. I was... You know, it's one of those movies that I always watch when it's on TV. It's such a, you know, it's one of those things, there's a handful that I just always catch. And every time it's on, I have to watch it. So it's
nice, you know. The movie is very good for me. Sometimes people don't realize I was an actor in it. They're like, a lot of people come up and be like, yo, B-Rad, what's up, bro? Yo, B-Rad, what are you doing at Chili's, dude? You broke or no? Oh, okay. Bottom was possible. Okay. People always call me B-Rad.
That's hilarious. That's too funny. Oh, man. Cool. So we're going to wrap things up so we can, I want to make sure we get it up before your shows hit tonight so we can get it out there on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. So again, Jamie Kennedy's going to be here at Helium Comedy Club in Philly. It's going to be a great show. So there's one tonight, Thursday, August 6th, two tomorrow night on Friday, two Saturday, and then one on Sunday. Make sure you settle out the Sunday one because I'm pretty sure you guys get bonuses for that one. So go see him.
we're still alive. I think it's already my first time playing Helium. I played a lot other places than I played this club. So
nice.
It'd be nice for people to come out, and the city's beautiful, but all day, and it's going to be a great weekend, so hopefully people will come out.
Yeah, definitely. It's an amazing, great club, too. Like, people are, the comedy crowd's really smart here. It's, like, surprisingly smart.
You hear that? Surprisingly, okay.
Hear that. Cool, man. All right, well, good luck this weekend. Like I said, we'll tweet it out to you as soon as it's up.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, thanks, man.
Later. Thanks so much,
man. Yeah, not a problem. All right, good luck. Later, man.
I began to warm and chill the objects on the fields. A red cup, twisted mark, the face of Jesus in my soup. Those sinister dinner deals, a meal trunks, wicked wheels, a hooked bone rising from my food. things that are good or unclean.
And I'm hurt, your feet is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this measuring of proof, of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I'm so
with signs and catalog, a black cheek, a scarlet bomb, the walls of a bad black bomb kind. They are the sick breath at my hind. They are the sick breath at my hind. They are the sick breath at my hind. They are the sick breath gathering at my hind.
I hear stories from the chamber. Christ was born into a manger, like some ragged stranger died upon the cross. Might I say, it seems so fitting in his way. He wants to come into that tree, or at least that's what I'm told.
I keep my good hand tethered with evil all across his brother's fist. That filthy thigh, it did nothing to
change. And we're back.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Possibly thank Dan Zimbrowski or Jamie Kennedy or whatever our
possibly
guest was.
Yeah.
We'll go big if it's Jamie Kennedy, right? He's Malibu's most wanted. Let's never forget. And
nice.
Scary People. Was he one of the Scary People ones?
Which one? Scary
like
Movie?
The fifth one or something like that?
I couldn't.
Oh, no, it was
The
Mask. Like when they did a second version of The Mask.
Oh, yeah.
The Mask.
Part 3 or 6.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Or
Jim Carrey. You know the Jim Carrey movie?
Oh, the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah.
So they
okay
did like another.
I think that Mask, the one with Cher and.
No.
Gator's going off, everybody. Beep, beep, beep.
It's a little too deep for him.
Oh, man.
Pull my face back.
I know, it is funny that I referenced that movie. I referenced the kind of comic book type movie, The Mask. And
Hold on. So you corrected me, but I was close when I said that we didn't mention Rowdy Roddy Piper once in that past episode, and all we did was talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later,
he died.
He dies.
Yeah, yeah.
61,
crazy,
which isn't bad for a wrestler. For
no.
In like dog's years and like wrestler years, that's like, you know,
147.
Yeah. It was so weird that he was like, do you guys read what he died of? I haven't even checked that.
Nah.
Anymore, it was a heart thing.
Okay. No, he was just on Carolla like literally a month ago. And like,
he was on Dan Patrick's show like the week prior, like
really?
The same week. Yeah.
Wow. Well, he spoke out against on the 27th against, or backing
Four
up Hulk.
Yeah,
I should say.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was definitely for all.
Yeah.
Is that why the Illuminati killed him?
Yeah, that's
it
probably.
Exactly,
that's an
did
Alex Jones thing.
They took it out. They took
by
him out.
Oh, makes
by
perfect
the
sense. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Put the Piper out.
He doesn't believe in conspiracies. Come on.
He was the best, though. And I didn't
Alex
think
Jones,
like.
Yeah, I mean, he's still around, but he was.
Yeah,
I know.
We're here at Ground Zero. I have actual proof that it was done by the government.
That's true.
That actual is, documents.
That is Alex Jones's
he's,
pit.
He's always like, actual documents? You're like, well, then fucking show him. You have actual fucking prick. I used to like you for some reason. I mean, not really. It was never him. It was just a lot of the ideas he backed up. And he was like the cult leader. I was like, it's like, you know. There's Scientologists that probably don't like what's his name, Enron or whatever his name is.
Ron L. Hubbard.
Ron L. Hubbard. There you go.
Enron.
LRH. Are you kidding?
He's like,
I just saw that like a couple weeks ago.
NPH.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was great. And you know what? Philip Seymour Hoffman did such a good job playing him in The Master. I didn't know it was so close.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
But you watch like interviews with the LHR.
Yeah, he's
LRH. And and it was like spot on.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. But to start
Sarah
a whole religion.
Always said I could just never be a part of a religion that their leader's just name's Ron.
Oh, Ron, hey.
Ron.
What's up, Ron? What's going on?
You know, the apostles of Ron.
Do you think you're Ron or something? Yes, I do.
What are we talking about this week? Oh,
well,
Chip Kelly's racist.
Chip Kelly,
Chip Kelly's racist. Well, not...
Moving on. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Basically.
Did anybody question it?
Former Raider.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Current Raider.
So was it something he said? Was it something he did?
No,
was it
so he's gotten rid of
everyone.
Four of the most talented players. Well, three of the most talented players. Let's not fucking get Boykins mixed up. Like,
nah,
people get all excited
he's
about
a nickel,
this guy.
He's a
like,
nickel corner.
He's like
best.
Your nickel corner, maybe.
At
and
best,
like
he was the big bopper of the whole. Like,
yeah, Pittsburgh desperately needed a cornerback, too.
Yeah,
like, they kind of
they just
for him.
Lost their
but
safety.
Like Deshaun and McCoy. I wouldn't even count Macklin either, but Deshaun and McCoy, like, you kind of have an argument.
Macklin's
there.
Still solid enough that you don't leave your roster depleted like it is right now without. Proven receiver.
Yeah, yeah. But
like
those are all names I know. That must mean something, right? That would be a big deal that they got cut. Oh, man, this fantasy football thing is going to
be tough for you.
Man, I really just should have given a $100 bill to, like, a bridge guy driving in the Philly.
Just throw it over.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, it'll be fine. They do it for you. You just have to pay attention to them. The man. Yahoo or ESPN or whoever.
Auto drafts.
Yeah, and not even the auto drafts too, but just like their advice. Like you just go to the waiver thing and be like, all right, he's at the top. I'll take care of him.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I need to learn it.
Yeah.
I need to learn who all the racists are. So Chip Kelly?
Yeah, he's pretty much it.
They're just inferring that from his roster choices?
Well, and the underlying thing is he kept Riley Cooper.
Riley Cooper,
and gave him like an extension.
Yeah, like extended him, and then he's dropping
like
the M-bomb
with like, and like Stephen A. Smith said on the radio yesterday, we're talking about Riley Cooper.
Yeah, but he did it at a Kenny Chesney concert. We can't forgive him for that.
Like, also,
what other palace is so sacred that he can't?
It's like saying it's like comedy clubs. Kramer, come on.
Yeah, you forget that the security was all black. So that's what
Riley Cooper.
Oh, that's really funny.
That's the other thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I mean, he had his best year that year, coincidentally.
He's still fucking terrible.
It was the system. I hate to even admit that Chip Kelly's system works. But.
Well, it's just fucking running as fast as you can to the line and making the other guy tired as shit.
Yeah,
and if we don't score, then, I don't know, fuck it, we'll come back in 10 seconds.
Terry Williams cries about it.
Like,
you guys are working us too hard.
Yeah, you're a fucking
It's like, no, you
kind of
just
athlete.
Suck now, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not
well, Terry Williams is never good anyway.
Right.
Exactly. He was the extra of Baltimore.
That Baltimore money.
Yeah, he stole it. Stole the money.
So Chip's still racist? Is that confirmed?
Chip is racist.
Yeah, I don't think he's really totally racist. He's definitely, if you have any sort of arrogance to you.
I was going to say, I think he's intimidated by,
people that speak their mind.
A young buck, come
black,
say it.
Black dudes. Yeah, well, no, I just like someone who's self-assured.
Hip-hop
like, hip-hop crowd. He wants you to be in line with what he wants, because he wants to be the face of the franchise.
Yeah. He was a college coach.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That works there.
Exactly.
Is that whole thing going to like die at any point? It's so like childish in like 1950s.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, it works in college. Right?
As long as you have disciples of Parcells and Walsh. And Parcells and, what's his name?
Belichick.
Belichick. It'll be around forever. Huh. It'll be around for a long time.
Yeah.
Especially
but
places
now,
like Boston, Pittsburgh, all those fucking...
They want drill sergeants.
But there's always like only going to be a few. There's never going to be like, it never works overall.
Nah.
Like when, who was it? Mike Holmgren had like a million coaches.
Yeah.
That Ray Rose, John Gruden, Steve Mariucci, like they all became head coaches.
And
Mike,
came from,
half of them sucked.
He came from Walsh. he came from Walsh. So
And he came from Walsh, exactly. Yeah.
And like Pittsburgh took Tomlin. He came from Dungy.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Black man's represent. Yeah.
I want to,
that was like Chancy though, because he was like D coordinator on a bad D, and he was like 32 or something like that. We'll roll the dice, see what happens.
Yeah, they keep their
the Rooney's
their
had to stick by their rule.
They do. They,
it's the Rooney rule. The Rooney rule means you have to interview a black coach.
Oh sure, yeah.
It's named after
minority coach.
The Rooney rule.
Minority coach. You're even racist now. You give me an Asian.
So the Riviera or whatever his name is for Carolina that checked their list.
Yeah, checked out.
Oh my god,
that checked out.
Holy shit.
How many...
That lady coach Hispanics probably did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We
I talked over that one. That was really funny. Carefully rewind. Speaking of Donald Trump, like that, this will probably air like the night of.
He's
or we'll publish it
yeah.
the night
yeah,
of.
The,
yeah, right.
Just hand it over to him already.
Dude, the Cox comment. That was so brilliant. That's like the just going after the freaking the core of all those Republican like the what you know like in the Matrix where they had the thing that made everything run. You know, it's just like the heartbeat.
Yeah,
anyway,
I never saw the Matrix. That's my
you never saw
shame.
The Matrix.
I never saw the Matrix.
You should be punching your face.
Matrix
probably.
The,
I watched the first
10
minutes.
Sucks,
like
the second,
and
third
times.
One sucked. The first one was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You watch one fight scene. You're like, all right, cool. I'm
yeah.
in.
Well, back then it was actually
they're
cool,
like
but
just
now
doing these things.
Yeah, now it's not cool anymore.
Yeah,
back in the
he
day,
just like
back
yanks
in the, back
down
in the
a helicopter. Just like, all right,
yeah, he
totally
pulls it off. Oh, that's awesome. He's
I'm just derailing everything today. Any other racists? We could just do racism of the week, right? So it was him. Amy Schumer, is she still a racist?
Nah, she's not a racist.
Nah, because she's anti-guns now. So,
okay.
Oh, she's anti-guns?
She came out. Well, her uncle is Chuck Schumer, who's got a huge bill.
Oh, there you go.
Anti-gun. It's not even anti-gun. It's basically just a stricter background check, which is everybody's like, whoa, taking our guns away.
Don't check our background.
Don't give us 5 days before we shoot up our work or anything like that.
Or they don't give you anything. Like, the NRA is just like totally like, no, it's got to be like, you can't get the slightest little like, hey, maybe we should, no, I mean,
yeah.
Just wait 3 days. That's enough to calm down, right?
Over over my cold dead body, whatever.
Yeah, and like everyone I know outside of like a handful of like hardcore libertarians, like anyone I know that's pro gun but not like crazy pro gun, all says the same. Like get rid of assault rifles. Like we can just we don't need
what
them.
What do you need assault rifles for?
That's and make it tougher. Like I don't care if it takes me 2 weeks to like get a gun if I'm gonna go hunting or something like that. Like I don't go in like the middle of October and go, oh yeah, I should probably get a gun for this thing.
Wait, it's gonna take how long? Fuck.
But yeah, no, it's like the NRA. It's the equivalent of like the owners giving into like the players and football, and giving them more. You could give them more and like maybe have somebody else besides Roger Goodell review appeals of his own decisions. I don't know.
I'm
going to
go back and fix this over.
I'm going to reevaluate the evidence. Yep, I'm right.
Of course, I'm right.
You want to just admit you're wrong and we'll plead the ground a little bit? Yeah, we'll take one more break and then we'll wrap things up. Sure. And I don't want to talk to the reviews. It's kind of a nice and just kind of forgot yourself.
Yeah.
It's just things.
Oh, it stings.
Really cute. All right, we'll take a break.
Is this supposed to burn my teeth?
Sorry. I did watch the show occasionally.
It sounds like
it was on the WB or whatever. I had three
channels.
WB.
WB. WWWWB. Sorry. That was their song that failed miserably.
What was the first big WB show?
Girlfriends?
The Wayans. The Wayans Brothers?
Wayans Brothers, probably, yeah, right? Yeah.
I think that's the last one.
Married with Children was Fox. Remember when they would just start networks and it was a big thing because they didn't do that?
But was like the crazy rebellious WB station. Was now it's friggin' the O'Reilly factor.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. WB was Channel 7, though, right?
Different.
Oh,
place.
I had different. I had the fancy New York channels.
Yeah, exactly, see.
I don't know. Yeah. WB was 17, I think, for us.
Yeah.
Which like is odd because like UPN 17 Philly, is Philly now.
Yeah, Philly so 17 for PHL 17.
Not sure's finest.
Yeah. Saying channel numbers.
This cool. Keep doing it.
This wasn't even in high school, actually. Now that I think
we're doing
about
that. Yeah, the robot. They fucking killed.
Oh, what happened to the robots? Did we kill the robots?
There's Canadian students, university students. It was like their thesis.
They're Canadian?
Yeah, yeah. So Canadian it gets even robot. Better. So they build this Hitchbot.
Hitchbot.
I know.
Yep.
Suspect. All right. They're Canadian.
I'm already suspicious.
So, and it goes all across Europe and Australia and a bunch of different places, yeah. just hitchhiking.
Boston,
and
it New can, York.
Like, yeah, so it can kind of communicate, like enough to kind of say, hey, I'm trying to get to New York. Can you drive me or whatever?
People stop their cars for a robot?
And put
yeah.
them in? Yeah.
That's
it seems like just like a bomb sitting on the road. That's all
yeah,
I'm
exactly. saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't seem Al-Qaeda. Like a
decision. I think it was because like Twitter was involved in Instagram. People kind of knew like it was coming or whatever.
They should just Instagram.
Al-Qaeda
like,
sets up a Hitchbot looking thing and then blows yeah. someone up and...
So, so
that's what it is. Why aren't we just like tweeting about drifters?
Yeah,
they're the ones
who
need the rides.
Right,
exactly. Perfectly safe.
The yeah, robot put a GPS
got to see,
on them.
The robot got to see Venice instead.
Yeah, he went to like games and shit. Like they had him at the baseball game, soccer
so
games.
He's got a sign, San Francisco to New York was his goal. When they got to the States and he made it to Philly and some drunk asshole in a Randall Cunningham uniform kicked the shit out of him at like 6 in the morning. Too. What a piece of shit. And of course he has a Randall Cunningham jersey on. What the fuck else would he be wearing?
They're not going to press charges on him.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's my favorite thing I've ever heard in my
he
life.
He won't come out though, right? Like they've been calling him out of everywhere imaginable and he won't come out. Yeah, there's video of him because it's like just security cam footage.
Oh yeah.
It was like 6 in the morning. Somebody wrote like a really funny Facebook post, and it was just his background, like a fake made up background. He's like, you know, they're striking at the union job right now, and his girlfriend does this.
We have a far trek to go before we have like total robot acceptance. Because I was thinking, okay, well, that's basically the same story as that gay kid who got beaten last year, and they caught it on video.
Exactly.
And we're just like laughing about it being a robot. Do you think the day will come when we have like cyborgs and we have to be accepting of like?
No,
that's like the movie. It took place in South
Africa. It's like
Africa.
Any movie, really, I'm sure.
Yeah, but no, this is like legitimately.
Running
like,
Man.
It was like apartheid kind of driven, but like with robots were involved. And I think
District 9?
Were like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
weren't the humans like
thing.
Above the robots still at the time? But it was like they were like racist against robots.
Oh, cool.
People liked it.
No.
It's good to see that survives.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll never happen.
Guy got super,
I hate
the
robots. Like,
got
I hate
super
gays.
So that's you're taking an anti-robot.
Anti-robot
right
and anti.
I think I do too.
Yeah,
you have to worry about robots.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Next thing you know, they're stealing your jobs, and
that's just the people.
That is the racist robot people. I'm sorry.
How did they lose their cachet? What happened to the Japanese? Because they used to be like the
they got
the
crazy
shit.
Robots. They have an ass-eating bar, by the way. This is on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking disgusting.
Huh. Yeah, like literally just an ass comes out, and it's, you know, whatever, 20 yen for however long.
Does it work both ways? Like, is there
yeah, do you pay 40
no,
yen?
Not
get
in this
ass?
One, no.
Okay, yeah.
And you don't get to see who's in the
oh,
front.
There might be some mishaps. I could see that being a problem. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Ew. Yeah. Woo.
Forgot to use the bidet.
Whoopsie.
Hey. That's not your tongue.
Oh, God. We do need that morning show intro with this
conversation. Boing. Always got to have the boner noise, too.
Boing. So that's the cutting edge of Japanese culture right now? Is that what we're saying?
Ass looking.
All right. So
there's
I see
a lot
what
of
happened.
Stuff
yeah.
like that. Now, they do have robots that are like very, very, very human-like already, which is a little scary.
It's like they bring that soccer playing one out every year, and I'm like, oh, whatever, I don't know.
Whatever his name is, the little Honda guy. He's like this big. It's like, really? Could make him taller? Like, why is he 3'9"?
The world's shortest soccer player.
Yeah,
like, I'm sure it's physics somehow. It, like, wouldn't be able to kick the soccer ball if it was 6 feet tall or something.
He was just turn over. This is a failure.
Right.
But if that thing teams up with Watson, they're going to be, like, running
it's
us.
It's fucking, that's what the Terminator is all about, man.
I never saw the Terminator. That's my secret.
The latest Terminator.
The whole premise behind it is that we create this artificial intelligence that locks into all the military software, and then it determines that
the
biggest threat to Earth is the humans. So it's
trying.
Which is true.
That sounds pretty good. I never saw the Terminator, but I saw the "You Could Be Mine" video, Guns N' Roses.
Yes, that was a great video.
It featured a lot of
the
second one.
Terminating. Yeah, the second one's when it actually was decent. The third one, it got suspect.
It was better when it was The Running Man.
It was.
That was a great movie. You can go back and watch that, too. There's nothing gets lost on it. It was just as silly as it was then.
Yeah,
it's like Escape from New York. You know, you're not going back and saying, oh, it looks so stupid now.
Yeah.
They have a new
movie
out. It
was a
volcano
movie with... God,
2012?
No, it was like 90s. Dianetics? Tommy Lee Jones, where they had there's a huge volcano that was going to, you know,
oh,
like,
I think it was
take
volcano.
Over a town. Yeah.
Volcano, it could be.
And they had to, like, steer it in a different direction, so they'd, like, dig a ditch and move it. Fucking great.
It's awesome.
I mean, it was so brilliant. If Tommy Lee Jones wasn't in it, it was, like, literally one of those movies you'd be like, this could only be on, you know, whatever shit channel there is, sci-fi.
The Million Dollar Movie.
Yeah. Right, right.
On Channel 6.
Bring it back to sports. Subway series all of a sudden again. It was like May, it looked like it was going to be a Subway series, and here it is August.
Oh, you're talking about the World Series?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's not happening. But
yeah,
the Mets will be Metsy. Don't worry.
Oh, I don't know.
It's getting late. It's getting late. They might. They're going to turn. They're yeah. The Tony Romo.
They have
baseball.
Stupid talent, but yeah. They also have a stupid organization.
They're
so.
The Tony Romo.
You really think? But do you think an organization does it like rub down like that?
Yeah.
Is it like
stupidity is like it's inherent.
The Knicks had Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire at the same time, and they were both good. And everybody else all of a sudden sucked. and they couldn't play together. And Stoudemire sucked. It runs down.
Trickles down.
No. I think it could happen. I just don't. I don't know.
They, oh, you don't have to shoot it down right away. We can enjoy it for a little bit, man.
They have to count on Cespedes. The problem is they're going to make the playoffs. I feel like that's going to be their biggest climb. Oh, wait, no, they have nobody in their division, right?
No.
Oh, in the Nationals.
No,
yeah,
and
they
have
no chance of getting chance of beating the Nationals. I know they swept them, but, you know. It's July,
that's why it's
August.
Exciting.
It's
really... August already, man.
Yeah, and the Yankees got to get past the Angels and or Royals and or Stros. Yeah.
The Royals take your fucking head off. I love it. That's the best part about watching sports. There, I'm like, oh, dude, he went after his head again. That's awesome.
And the Raiders of baseball.
They are.
Have we had a Raiders of baseball? Would you say
now,
that there was one team that
the Phils
was like
in 93?
93 yeah, Phils, yeah. That's a really good example.
Yeah. Half that team's in jail now.
Yeah.
7,000 pounds on MLB Tonight.
Lenny Dykstra's had enough time for like all the other ones.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And Kabelia, come on. He was the best. How the fuck was he an MLB
that
player?
Was a good pull. I was trying to think of like the least likely on that team.
What was the other guy? He was like the only clean shaven guy. I want to say Martin, but I'm totally wrong on that. I think he was like he was either short or second.
Huh?
I think he was second.
Dan Dalton.
No, not Dutchie.
Dutchie.
Didn't they have Jim Eisenreich?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'd have
yeah.
to say Jim Eisenreich.
Yeah.
He had Tourette syndrome.
Oh, that's terrible.
I can't think of the other guy's name. Eisenreich was clean cut too, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Incavelia was a starter on that team. I mean, that's the funniest part about it. I just loved when they came to play the Blue Jays, and it was just like this lineup of just ridiculous pitchers.
Oh,
and
they were starting Incavelia.
Yeah,
exactly. I know what you're saying.
It's
yeah,
like, well, Schilling
no
wins two games for you guys. It doesn't really count, by the way, when he just basically wins two games for you guys.
No, they had no business being there. Wow, to come that close. Yeah. I know everybody says it was this big heartbreaking thing, but man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so then Joe Carter finally was just like, all right, let's seriously.
We're in this shit right here.
Devon White made one of the best catches ever in World Series history, better than Mays. He just won't get the credit for it.
Not enough angles.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you don't really see it come off the bat, right? You kind of like, it's one of those like 50 shots where it's like right on the batter. You see him swing, and you wait about 3 seconds, and it shoots up, and you see like the guy like just catching it there.
No, it's
not very good footage.
There's good shots of Devon White at the center fielder.
Oh yeah, but not Willie Mays.
Oh, Willie Mays is just the one shot.
I
he's just doing
with
this.
That. Yeah,
that's why I was like, no, he's literally just.
It looks like someone like just like went whoop.
It's like
it's the easiest thing you possibly could have done in your life.
I just love that. Like every old person will stick up for that play as the greatest play ever, and you're like, did you see fucking Jim Edmonds like 10 years
I
ago?
Know.
Like that's not even the best play of this year.
Bo Jackson ran up a wall.
Yeah, exactly.
And we just
like
admit?
Mike Trout makes that play, and nobody even like cheers.
I know.
You know, everybody's like, well, why are you fucking behind the ball? And what was that throw? You just freaking like shot putted it back or discused it back. There's a ED version of that, right?
Anyway. Speaking of Subway, by the way, did you see the new Jared allegations?
Which one's
the
16-year-old?
That's fucking awesome.
It's legal though in India, right?
Yeah.
The age of consent. So.
Oh, like, yes.
But like he was trying to get her to be a prostitute.
Yeah,
basically.
He's like trying to pay her to.
It was he was trying to pay to be a.
So it was child labor laws that got him. It wasn't the prostitution or the.
Well, he's
underage,
not.
Like,
no, they haven't got him yet. That's the problem.
Yeah,
he
hasn't been arrested. He's just fucking. Yeah. Being questioned and they're just leaking shit out.
He's just really sweaty.
He's a terrible guy. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Now he's got no fucking. Great, yeah, he's got no job now. So Yeah, I was just like sitting around the fucking house.
Crazy money. Yeah. They said he was super, super, like, because he lives in a fairly normal neighborhood. He doesn't have like a mansion or anything like that. And his neighbors are like, we never saw him, never talked to him. Like, super weird.
He was just saving it up for a long retirement.
I mean, if you think about the fucking premise, the premise of why he became famous is his was a lonely fucking big dude who walked the subway every day and got the same shit and lost weight.
It was like, Rich Voss is great. The joke was, like, you lost 300 pounds eating subs. He's like, what were you eating before? Cars? I don't want to spit too much. I was going to actually go into a boss, but I didn't want to you guys are too close.
It's just, it's fucking weird. So, I mean, you kind of see that one coming down. You know, it's
Yeah, you knew something.
I could see that fucking weirdo who walked every
day. Once he ran the marathon, the subway. That was the one where I was like, yeah, that's too much. There's something off about this guy. Like, you just get back in shape and maybe you do the commercial tours and. Yeah, you do your motivational speaker things and $10,000 in engagement or whatever.
It's fucking crazy. That's
but
what
you
mean.
Do something like that. You do like a triathlon, marathon, anything that really pushes you like to like get to that. Like then I'm like, no, something's off.
I would never.
In general, if you're like if you're already like that, it's not. It's you're not off. Well, you might be off, but you're not off like immediately. It's not my Insta judge. But
yeah,
like
but do you get along with those people?
Like if Krucky all of a sudden was doing a marathon. Oh, no, he's an ex-athlete, so I'd give him.
He's not. He's not.
He's an ex-baseball player.
The Randy Johnson in the All-Star game thing. That was so cartoonish. But
oh, God, it was.
Yeah.
He was it's scared so good when athletes feel like they could just fuck around.
Baseball player, though. That was, I know. Like, he was legitimately scared to hit up. I'm like, you know he's like. You know, he just plays in this league, like, with you. Like, you're not like, this isn't like a college guy getting to play all of a sudden.
He was plunking dudes like crazy back then. Yeah, yeah. Like, you forget, like, his first couple seasons, he'd walk.
He destroyed the fucking bird. He destroyed the bird.
It's like, of all people to get hit by the bird, too. The bird had the worst luck. He couldn't have friggin' Tim Wakefield throw a knuckle at you. Bounces off you.
Just gently glide you towards.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Damn,
I should have gone with Phil Niekro. That would have been a better pull for a knuckleballer.
No, it's fine.
Finally made the hall.
Could have gone Jim Abbott because he had one arm. That's just my favorite pitcher of all time.
This is still like ridiculous, by the way. Yeah, I know it's been talked about enough, and there were like 30 for 30s before there were actual 30 for 30s. But like he threw like one perfect game, right? And
he threw a no-hitter. Let's not get carried away.
Yeah, exactly. Stop.
But he was a bum.
You're
embellishing
the story. Come on.
But like with one arm. Like that's like.
You know what, though? It's never been done since. I think that's why. Because like we kind of take it for granted because we don't have to watch somebody try to go through it again.
Yeah.
Like no one else has been able to match that. That's the weirdest it's life like to make for yourself. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Perfect storm of talent and luck because you have the one arm and that's the good arm. Like. Fuck that. You're never going to see another kid like that.
It's like by default, this is a good arm. You guys have to figure out how to do everything with that. You know?
It's like being in the African village and Angelina Jolie picks you.
Like, it is me.
Jackpot. I don't care if I only have one arm.
Yeah, fuck it.
Not picking diamonds properly. Went too far down that rabbit hole.
You want the best selection and the best prices on honeypots and honeypot accessories? Well, go to mymyhoneypot.com and you'll find the answer to all your honeypot needs. Go to mymyhoneypot.com right now and you'll find thousands of honeypots in every color and style, and now we have birdhouses too. Enter the coupon code HONEYPOT to get an additional 10% off orders of $20 or more. Go to mymyhoneypot.com right away, don't delay. MyMyHoneyPot.com. It's so, so sweet.
Why not?
That is a very, like, Confederate flag sticking up for argument. Like, you use two words in the same sentence. Yeah, it is. single.
Or you spell there. Oh, no. T-H-E-R-E.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The company I keep.
The redneck at heart.
You know what's weird is trying to, like, talk to people about, like, people that you know that are good with the Confederate flag but actually like understand more of the history, and you're like trying like not stick up for them because you're like, no, they're horrible still, but like he's not about the slavery with this guy, and then you're like, I don't even want to talk about the guy anymore, I'm done, he's not my friend.
I had to talk to Shane about this because they used to have a big like skinhead group out in Harrisburg.
Awesome. I believe it. But I've seen like many Confederate flags out there.
What I'm saying, but you know, worse than that. And then
Pennsylvania.
Because I knew guys in like high school and college who were like in the Sharps, which were the skinheads against racial prejudice, right? Yeah. And I could never figure it out because they would show up and just like they'd be the ones causing problems.
Yeah.
And then like the only bond was that they all like the same shitty music. I'd just be like, don't listen to that music and you don't have to show up around those people.
Yeah, like, Underground's kind of sucks as the new singer. I'm just, you know, I couldn't think of their name. Bad Brains, right? I couldn't think of the... No, it's not Bad Brains, is it? Yeah, it was Bad Brains.
My thing is, like, I've just never been susceptible to the whole gang mentality. Like, how do you decide this is a good idea?
That this you're putting your trust in.
Like, like so.
But
like,
I'm saying, that's Harrisburg, though. It makes sense out there. Yeah. Like, there's nothing. Yeah. There's like,
that's like when MTV did that special on like gangs and stuff. There's like a bunch of white guys. There's like in Nebraska. There's this like white gang. There was totally like bandanas over their mouths.
Banging
like,
Little Rock. Arkansas banging Little Rock. Like, really? We're banging in Little Rock?
This is the life we're going to get?
They're not really thugs. I'm sure they grow up and have a suburban home. And
exactly. Listen to Kanye like every other white person.
But they only wear red flannel shirts because they've been a blood for so long. They're banging a Little Rock.
They're still using the pigeon carrier to send their messages around.
Honey, could you get that?
Knowledge for you there.
It's my Texas style.
Anyway, we'll probably go now.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Awesome.
Again, things good ladies day. Say.
Episode 85, like no other.
Hopefully, no.
That's how it starts.